the last point we were discussing was kind of being caught between a rock and a hard place. Let's say a person would offer a karban on Yadalid. So we have the problem of Zavachta Shlamim Ve'achalta Sham V'samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So we need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha to qualify for Simcha. We'll see that there's actually an isolated day that challenges that on Ayin Be'ez Amud Aleph. So that would probably be a problem in terms of Shalmei Simcha. Now, in terms of the Chagiga, so the Chagiga has to be offered either on the first day of Yom Tov or it's Chol, or you have Tashlumin Kol Shiva, quote-unquote, obviously not on Shabbos. So the Gemara had just suggested that we have this principle of Zvicha B'Shah Simcha for purposes of Shalmei Simcha. So the Gemara says the following. Lema Mesai Leva Yisa Ach Sameach the rabos le yom tov ha'achron the simcha, that there's a din of simcha when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. The Bali Atosos point out that you need this special riboy, not just because there's a question of leilos versus yamim, which is Shitas Rashi, right? Where the pasuk says shivas yamim tachog l'Hashem lokecha, so you always need psukim to be marred by the leilos. But can anybody sort of anticipate Tosos Svara? Why would you specially need a pasuk the Ravos Leila Yom Tov Ha'acharon? Why would you think that maybe the din of Simcha was not applicable? What do we know, Avi?
No hala.
Well, but we're talking about Sukkos.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Eitan?
No mitzvah Sukkah.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. It's a very interesting svara that the mitzvah of Simcha is connected fundamentally. You might say it's connected fundamentally to lulav, so you're saying it's connected to sukkah. Okay, what's the another possibility, Ilan?
Regel lifnei atzmo.
Right, so that's what Tosa says. Right, so this is based on Akasha, and the Riva asks, it says, Miu leila yam tev ha'achron itzrich ribu yitrei mishum dishmini regel lifnei atzmo hu v'ahav amina lo yehem mechuyav lizbawach simcha b'yom shvi l'tzarech shmini k'mo shena mechuyav b'erev yam tev l'tzarech halayla. So it's really fascinating is because it's a regel bifnei atzmo, so that's the big question, right? Can you sort of piggyback off of the days before? We'll see that lashon in the Gemara. When we talk about zvicha b'shas simcha, right, the question is, can you build that bridge from Sukkos to Shmini Atzeres, or is it a regel bifnei atzmo? So maybe gufo, we need a pasuk to tell me that, yes, we do have this requirement of zvicha b'shas simcha, but there's nothing precluding you from offering Shalmei Simcha on Shvi'i Shel Chag that will then be Nechal L'Yom V'Laila, at least, and will bring Simcha in terms of Ein Simcha L'Bebasar, Basar Korbanos, for the night of Shmini Atzeres. So everybody follow that? So it's a very fascinating idea. You do satisfy Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, even though the Achila will be, as Ilan says, on a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. So that's a critical part. Because it's a regel bifnei atzmo, k'moshen amechuya be'erav yamtif letzorech halayla. So the Gemara concludes from there. The simcha tomer le yamtif achron oeno le yamtif rabbi yishon tamad lomar ach chilek. My time alam yishon den lo b'ma yismach lo k'de tani time amar yisa le rabbo se le yamtif achron. Right, you can piggyback off of the Yom Simcha Usmachtam Lifnei Hashem Elokecham Shivas Yamim of Sukkos. Right, Umotzi Ani Leila Yom Tov Rishon She'ein Simcha Lefanav. That seems to validate our perspective of needing Zvicha B'Shah Simcha for purposes of the Shalmei Simcha. So Masar Yosef Chagigas Yedalad Yotzi Bamishim Simcha Veinu Yotzi Bamishim Chagiga. So am I Abinon Zvicha B'Shah Simcha? Vileka, some Ravidi Baravin, Shike Vishachtan, must be that you delayed. Am Ravashi Achanam Mistabra, Tilisami Hachia, Masnisa, Manktamila Bentema, Bentema Apostle, La Belina, Shmamina. Who remembers him yesterday? Just good Chazara. Why Bentema is Posel at Belina? Not really fundamentally because of Chagigas Arbasar. Chagigas Arbasar should have the basic qualities of a Shlamim, but why is it Posel Belina, Nachi?
It needs to be a Korban Pesach.
Bingo, right? It's defined by the Korban Pesach. You remember the Pasuk? Who has the Pasuk? Zevach Chag HaPasach. Zevach Chag Zochagiga HaPasach Kivashmo. Very good, Nachi, well done. Masiv Rabba Halal Vasimcha Shmona Viamar Poinans Vichabesha Simcha Zimnin Sagin, the Lomishkachas Lala Shiva. Kigon Shechal Yamtev Harishon, the Yos Bishabis. So, what does it say, Shmona? So, Ravuna, Breda Yehuda. Interesting, Havam, you know. Misamcho Besire Harigalim. Series E Mechal Bechatas. So, Rabba says, not so fast. Shte Chuvos Vidavar. Chad the Sire Harigalim Chai Nechalin. Tzli Einechalin. V'simcha b'chai lekom. We say in simcha b'basar v'yayin, so it actually has to be basar tzali. And if it's on Shabbos, so it's liyaso, it's not going to be docha Shabbos. V'od, kohanim mochen, it's a chata, so it's only nechal zichrei kuna. V'yisrael b'mas mechem, elam rav papa, misamcho b'ksus nikia, v'yayin yashan. So rav papa says, so we're misameach b'ksus nikia, V'yayin yashan. So the Tzimcha comes, we say this very fascinating idea, through proper clothing, right? Special big day Yom Tov, right? You know, and this applies just as much as Chol and Chol HaMoed, depending on Midaraisa, it sounds like. V'yayin yashan, right? So you can't have basar, but yayin yashan in particular. V'yayin yisamach levavav enosh. So very interesting, Havamina, that you could have had the Karban Chatas, the basar of the Karban Chatas utilized for Simcha. So that, I think, is a particularly fascinating proposition, because let's just think about it. The Gemara rejects it for two reasons. It seemed pretty technical. One of them is, oh, but only the Kohanim get to eat it, so what about everybody else? The other is, it's going to be, if it's Shabbos, Nechal Chai. It's not going to be Tzali. So you have the wrong recipe. Anybody can sort of think of like a more fundamental idea in terms of sort of like strange, that you would say that will be the kiyum of simcha, just like sort of fundamental to the korban, when you consider this havamina. I mean, I understand that it's psar kodshim, but Nachi, what do you think?
I mean, it's not really for simcha. It's more for like kapara.
It's korban chatas, yeah.
Yeah.
That should strike us a little odd. So granted, it's the chatas associated with the regel, but it's korban chatas. So I'd like you guys just to flag that havamina, that we really thought that the din of simcha could be accomplished through a korban chatas. So let me just give you guys a little bit of a direction to think about. Might we suggest that the chatas of the regel, sirizim echad l'chatas, is almost like a different kind of a korban chatas? I mean, you know, we talk about, you know, what's the korban chatas coming for exactly? So the famous sayer of Rosh Chodesh, it's a kapara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al shamid es halavana. You know, the halachic answer, of course, is tumas mikdash v'kadshav. But the series in echad l'chatas seems to be defined here as one of the korbanos haregel. And the very havamina that you could utilize it for simcha, it's true we reject it on technical grounds, I think bears your attention. So again, if anybody wants to try to take the time, and that's the beauty of learning, Bikias, is that it raises your consciousness and you sort of can pick out different things to focus on. So I've always been really fascinated by this notion of Sirizim Echad L'Chatas, and what it really is achieving. You know, it's a Korban Chatas that doesn't have an obvious basis, right? Like, how does it fit in with the theme of Simchas HaRegel? And that seems, I think, very fascinating to consider in light of the fact that the Gemara contemplated a kiyum d'oraisa of Simcha. Kiyasa Ravin, anytime the Gemara says Kiyasa Ravin, it means when Ravin went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar Lazar Shlamim Sheshachta Me'arv Yamtif Yotzim Mishum Simcha Vin Yotzim Mishum Chagiga. Yotzi mishum simcha lo ba'inan zvicha v'sha simcha. Okay, as we identified, that's an outlying view. V'lo mishum chagiga havidavr shebechova v'chol davr shebechova eno ba elo min achulin. So this is what I call the problem of repurposing. You can't repurpose kachim. You can't say, oh, you know, it didn't work for this, it's going to work for that. I know what you're going to tell me. Oh, well, what about Pesach shelo bizmano sheshachto shelo lishmo? But that's what I was trying to say before. Zevach Pesach hul Hashem. It was already a shlamim. It's not that you're repurposing it. It's that it's fundamentally a shlamim. Okay? In general, in the world of kachim, you know, trying to repurpose things is not a very good strategy. So Mesve by Yisach Samech Rabba Leila Yom Tavach on the Simcha Tomer the Rabbis Leila Yom Tavach on the Noli Rabbis Leila Yom Tefarishon Tamalom Rachilik my time alav Misham Dilo Bama Yismach Look, the Tanya, Marius of the Rabbis, the Yom Tevachron, the Tilom Tevarishon, Marvani, the Yom Tevachron, Chasin, Cholofanov, as we said, you can build the bridge from this man Simcha to the Yom Tevachron, Motile, the Yom Tevarishon, Chasin, Cholofanov. That's a really important Kasha. And Rabbi Lazar, Shein Sim Cholofanov. It doesn't sound like you could offer a karban on Yadalid and utilize it that night, Leila Yom Tevarishon, Ein Sim Cholofanov, seems to be a pretty good indicator that, there is a chiyuv of zvicha b'shas simcha. Amar of Kaina, minayim le'emurei chagigas chamisha asar shenifsalin belina. Shenemar, din daraisa, lo yalin chelev chagi, the chagiga ad boker, v'samech le'reishis. So the memer, the high boker, boker rishon, so mask of Rav Yosef, time the chazav reishis, the chazav reishis, have a minum, high boker, boker sheni, mika midi, debasar ifsale me'urta ve'murin ad safra. I mean, why in the world would you need a gzeras hakasav to tell you that? It should be obvious. If the basar, right, which isn't the ikuva, is already nifsal meurta, so obviously the emurin would have been already pasal. So amr lay abaye, the emurin archova. So amr lay abaye, alamalov, are pesach, lor belazar ben azariah, we think we've got him. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we know that chatzos by the basar is a din daraisa. And also, you know, the pasuk says Gzera Shavah, this is the first parak of Masechta Brachos. And you know, the pasuk says Kachatzos Halayla Niotze Bisoch Mitzrayim Laila Laila Chatzos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Basar Ipsole Me Chatzos Vemurin. You have all the way until the morning. So apparently, it can really happen that the basar is nifsal kodim leemurin. So Amar Rava. No, Rav Yosef Hachi Kakashule. This is what bothers him. Mika Midi. Dinu Tana the Basar the Bai Rashis. Rav Kaina Le Murin Bai Rashis. My Tani Lo Yolim Mina Basar. Shirtis Bachar Vayamarish on the Boker. Lime. Al Chagigasar Basar. Shane Chalis Lishne Yamim Vilayla Echad. Okay, so this teaches me Shaloka Divre Ben Tema that we should hold that the Chagigasar Basar is 2 days and one night. Oh, Enoela, like Ben Tema says, Leom Balayla, Shomer Bayom, Harishon La Boker, Hare Boker, Shani Amor, Oinoela Boker Rishon, Umani Makayim Chagia Nechalos, Shne Yom Balaylachar, Chutz Mizal, Shomer Bao, Im Neder, Onedaval, Limera Chagiga Sarbasar, Shne Chalos, Shne Yom Balaylachar. Okay, so the Gemara thinks we have a Raya that the Chagiga Sarbasar is not defined by the Korban Pesach, Shaloki Debre Ben Tema. So Amar Mar, wait! Maybe when it says la boker, it really means like Ben Tema said. Hamar tikshu omer bayom harishon la boker or boker sheni omer. So achi kamer oenu ela b'shtei chagigas akasim medaber. Maybe you got to get your chagigos straight. Chagigas yedalid ve'achas chagigas tesva v'zol la bokra v'zol la bokra. They're different korbanos. They're different halachos. So hadar marela the kaim elan chagiga neachalas shnei yamin v'layla echad. Right, when it says the chagiga, which is nechal shayam v'lay le'achad, im kain, what does the pasuk mean when it says im neder o nidava b'may? I chagiga shidal rakse ba yom v'layla, according to Ben Tema. I chagiga tetzvav rakse ba yom v'layla, elahai lechagiga tetzvav. So rather, it's telling you chagiga tetzvav that it's shayam v'lay le'achad. So v'heyach kulei kra, but the pasuk that says the yom v'layla, the boker. How are we going to say that all of those references are Chagigas Yedalet? Limei al Chagigas Yedalet Shnei Chalas L'Shnei Yamin V'Layla Echad. How are we going to possibly say that? Tan L'Techsev B'Yom HaRishon LaBoker. My Boker? Boker Sheni. Ha, Kol Hecha L'Techsev Boker Stama. Boker Rishon. Ve'af Agav D'Lokasav Bei Rishis. After a lot of back and forth, the Gemara says, our assumption generally is, V'lo Sosir Menu Ad Boker, means the very first boker, even if there's no special inclusion when the term rachis is used. So Tosos immediately jumps in this issue. Is that really so? So the Rish says in Arvei Psachim, then we'll work our way back to the previous Tososim. They're all very interesting. Tosos had a lot of questions on this stuff. Tam l'ri'i b'sof Arvei Psachim darish boker boker sheni aval gav d'chsev sama. Right? By Korban Pesach. The Gemara had a Hava Mina that it could really mean the Boker Sheni, even though it's Stam. The Rebbe doesn't have an answer for that. Okay, so maybe it's a Machlokas. Going back up one Tosfos, V'heyach kulei kra l'chagigas ar ba'asar. And when the Pasuk says, V'imneder oni deba zevach karbano v'yomi karbo zidcho yachel, omi machoras en osar v'imeno yachel, right, tem the Rashba, came in the chulei kra v'chagigas idalairi, my boker boker sheni, right, this shalosh shaloki de ribin tema, and kain tochal l'shnei yamim, and listen to this, u'shnei leilos, dekra mashma sheni nifsal asad boker sheni, aval leil boker sheni necheles. And doesn't answer the question. So the Rashba says, well, wait a second. If we know that lo sosir menu ad boker, or lo yalin chedev chagi ad boker, means the boker sheni, so it's necheles l'shnei yamim v'layla achad, so that should mean the night before is acceptable. Okay, so even if you want to make a gzera at chatzos, why should you say it's shnei yamim v'layla echad? I'll give you a reason that Tosis' question is even more powerful. Now, you might say, well, no, vayera, vayivoker, that, you know, since it's not going to be kosher during the daytime, so the Torah assumes it's not kosher at night. But why is it a very strong question? Because what do we know about the Mikdash? By Mikdash, the halacha is obvious. You, say, leaning in. It was a football. It was a football motion. Yeah, Laila Holechachar Hayom. It's a very good question. So I wanted to use that to answer the question. I think that's what bothered the Rashba, but maybe we could say that Gufa is the answer. You hear that, Avi? If by the Beis HaMikdash, the Laila is Holech Achar Hayom, right? So this Yom, I know, I'll try to be clear. The Yom which would follow is already possible. We agree, right? Because it's Nifsal Baboker. So the Rashba was thinking, okay, so the Laila is Holei Chachar Yom, that means that the Laila that follows that should obviously be Pasul. But maybe here's where Achilas Kadshim is a little bit different. You're now outside of the Beis HaMikdash. You have something that's rooted in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ikar Zman of the Achilas HaKorban is the Yom. And the Yom is Nifsal. We know that. Boker, Sheni, is Nifsal. So now, once you're out in the Gvulin, it's not the regular din by Kadshim of Halayla Holei Chachar Hayom that you could be Makriv, you know, Chalav and Veivarim Kol Halayla. And the question is, so what am I supposed to do with this carbon? Until when can I eat it? The Pasuk told me tomorrow it's going to be Pasul. So normally, you know, in the world of Kadshim, in the Mikdash itself, I should say, Halayla Holei Chachar Hayom. But here, I think the Laila is Batel Agav the Yom. You're in the Gvulin. The Halachic day did already start. And we know, based on the Halacha of Bamikdash, Halayla Holei Chachar Hayom, that the Yom is the Ikar Zman. So if the Yom is the Ikar Zman, as it applies to Korbanos, so maybe that has the ability to carry the night before. Just a suggestion to answer the Rashba's kasha. Halayla holei chachar yom really means the yom is ikar. Okay, one more tosos. Previous tosos. Leave it al chagigas yedal to nechas shnei lamim by lechad temelari. The tani beperek tani besof perek kol apsulin. Ubasar zevach todash lamav. Lamadnu Torah shenechalas yom balayla. Minay l'rabo shalmi nazir v'shalmi pesach tamvelomar shalamav lashon rabim. Perish Kuntres Hasam says it says in Zvachim in Rashi, Shlomim Haboyim Achmas Pesach, Chaynu Chagigas Ar Basar. So that sounds like a raya for Ben Tema. V'hashda Yibraisa Kimandu L'tanu D'Shmaisi Nechalos Hashnei Yamim. Right, and here, we don't seem to say that way. L'Ben Tema Nami Dechalos V'yom B'layla Nafkele Midehukash L'Pesach Zevach Haga Pasach, not based on Shlomav. V'hasam Nafkele Midechsev Zevach Todash Shlomav. So it's even hard to say that that must be representative of the view of Ben Tema. Al kei nir l'ri, de shlamim haboyim achmas pesach, diktani hatam, hainu mosar ha-pesach, Shekar Yerushalmim. I gave you two examples yesterday. Right? If Huzlu Hatlaim, one, so you have extra money, or Ne'evad Haseh. Mosar HaPesach Karev Shlamim. That's what we mean, Shlamim HaBoy Machmas Pesach. So it's very different than Ben Tamim's conceptualization of the Chagiga Sarbasar. For him, the Chagiga Sarbasar fundamentally comes because of Pesach. As a chova. So it's like two Pesachim, basically. But what the Riyah is saying is the Gemara in Zvachim talks about Shlamim Boy Machmas Pesach circumstantially. Just because Huzlu Hatlaim or, you know, Pesach HaNevad. So that's very important. Okay. Mishnah. HaPesach Shachto Shlo Shmo B'Shabes Chayiv. You have the Gzeres HaKasav Yasu B'nei Yisosa Pesach B'Moado B'Moado Af B'Shabes B'Moado Af B'Tuma. But that's not going to help you if it's not Kasher L'Shem Pesach. So what do we know? Let's review. Pesach and Chatas are unique. That if it's Shalo Lishmo, it's Pasul. Shar Kol HaKorbanos, Nachi, just remind us. What's the Halacha? B'Shar Kol HaKorbanos. Shalo Lishmo is Kasher, Ela. Shalo Alu Labaylin, L'Shem Chova. So Shar Kol HaZvachem Shachem L'Shem Pesach. Im einan ru'uyin chayim yirim hein. Rabbi Lazar mechayim chatas. Rabbi Lazar says, doesn't matter, right? You only have the right to offer Karban Pesach, not charcoal zvachim. So Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says it's poter. He's not recommending it, but he says that there's no chayim chatas. I'm the Rabbi Lazar, what? Ma'im ha-Pesach shu motol ishmo, k'shishin ha-shmo chayim. Zvachim, right? A regular shlom shen asur nishman. You couldn't offer a Shlamim on Shabbos, can't even offer a Chagiga on Shabbos. Kishashina, Shaman, and you want to offer it as Pesach now. Ein adin sheyechayev, so I'm the Rabbi Shua, lo. Ima marta Pesach, shashinei ubedavar aser. You changed it to a Shlamim, which is a Nikram on Shabbos. Tomar bezvachem, shashina davar amutzer. You at least recover a Shem Pesach. So Rabbi Lazar says, no way. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, emure tzibor yochichu. Shein mutarin lishman. Right, the emurei tzibor are mutter if they're offered lishman, but if you would do shchita, so you would still be chayav. So he's saying the same thing is here too. If you took a shlamim and you tried to repurpose it as a pesach, you should be chayav. So I'm the Rabbi Yeshua. Lo, imamarta be emurei tzibor sheyesh lam kitzva. I agree with you about emurei tzibor. Tomar Pesach Shein Lo Kitzva. So we'll see in the Gemara what it's really Machlok is about, but it's called the Taus Bidvar Mitzvah. See, when it comes to Karban Pesach, there's a kind of a controlled chaos in the Beis HaMikdash and Erev Pesach, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. So you have a situation, Rashi describes it in somewhat graphic terms, where a person shechted their Karban Pesach. So they really shouldn't shecht another Karban Pesach, right? They took of their care of their Chabura. But if you go ahead and shecht another Korban Pesach, you say, you know, I'm the Shaliach, Zachin L'Adam Shalo B'Fanav, there must be somebody who in this can help. And that's called the Taus Bidvar Mitzvah. Because it's a Davar She'en Lo Kitzvah. It's almost like something, there's no limit to it on Erev Pesach. But the Emurei Tzibur, you can't say that about. We can't explain away that as a Taus Bidvar Mitzvah. Okay, more on that later. So Meir says, I think you can. Ava Shochei Neshem Emurei Tzibur Pater. Shachto shalolochav shaloli minuyav v'arei l'tmeim chayav. So that's going to be, again, you didn't do this intentionally, but you made a mistake. So you're chayav a korban chatas, because, you know, Shabbos is an Isser Skila and a Kares. So you're chayav a korban chatas. Lochav shalolochav minuyav shaloli minuyav v'arei l'tmeim tohrim pater. Shachto v'nimtza balmum chayav. Shachto v'nimtza treifa b'seser pater. Let's just reflect on that for a second. Why would one be chayiv and one be pater? What's the difference? Nachi?
I mean, onus rachmana patra.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly how Rashi learns. There's no way you could know. Nachi, let me just press you on that for a second. There's really no way you could know?
Yeah, isn't that the only thing of shachter in the milk?
Ah, okay, so I was kind of driving at that. I wasn't going to get all the way there, but what was I driving at?
That there are some types of trefos that you just, unless you
That we
kill
don't
the
hold,
animal
but we
first.
don't hold like Reb Meir, right? We're not Chosh in the Muta. So Midaraisa, you can shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, right? Because Rov, Behemos, Ksheros. Ilan, go ahead. Oh, you're okay? You okay. So we rely on Rov, even Bemakom, right? In Iser Chil Shabbos, Skila. Rov, Behemos, Ksheros. Now, I have to say, I guess this would be subject to Metzias. And if you knew every, animal was a trefa, if I don't know, if 98% of the I'm just giving an extreme case of the ksavim in a particular location had a trefos baseser, I don't know. Maybe you'd be mechuyev to give the thing a CAT scan before you shechted it. But it seems like it's all based on the halacha of Rov. That's the way Rashi learns. Sha'anasu, de'lo hayah yodea shekein, v'lo hayah lo livdok. In other words, the Rov is a Rov hamivarer. We establish it, we accept it as reality. That is the halachic reality. As opposed to, v'nimsa bal mum, chayav. So Rashi says chayav, I mean, you're chayav achatas, you're not chayav skila, you're not chayav karis. Shogeg hu lo anus, tahavalevi bikurei. Should have checked it. So there's some dereliction involved there. Yeah. Shachto v'noda, and then you find out, shemashcho b'ayla misyadam, o shemetsu, o shenitmu pater, mibnei sheshachad birishus. A similar idea. Right? There's no way that you would have anticipated that. So I would like to say the following. The din of the Mishnah basically creates an equivalency between two different areas of halacha, of Rov Behemos Ksheros, and also the Gavra. Shemashcho Abayi L'Mesyadam, O Shemesu, O Shenitmu. So let me just ask you, I don't know, mathematically, how many times, between, I don't know, Yud Gimel and Yud Daled, let's say, or the morning of Yud Daled, do you find that the Bialim retracted, plus the possibility of death, Chas v'shalom, plus the possibility of tumah? I don't think it could possibly exceed 50%. Right? Is it if it did, right? So then presumably you'd have to check right before. Okay. So we saw a couple very important things today. So first of all, we talked about the fact that the way that Simcha Leil Shmini Atzeres can work is that there's a bridge point, despite the fact that it's a regel bifnei atzmo, yesh simcha lefanav, as opposed to Leil Yom Tov HaRishon. Very important line in Tosos. Two, chatas of the regalim. A havamina that is the source of simcha. Despite the fact that it's a Karban Chatas. The Gemara only disqualifies it on two grounds. Kohanim v'lo Yisrael, Chai v'lo Tzali. Doesn't sound like it's a regular Chatas. Three, what is in fact the source of Simcha? Kol Shmona, Ksus Nikia v'yayin Yashan. Normally, you would think that ksus nikia is not a din in simcha, it's a din in kavod. It's actually not what the Gemara says. It says that it's a din in simcha. Then the Gemara was trying to figure out, we know that there's a machlokas about chagiga asar ba'asar, shnei yamim v'layla echad versus ben tema that it's defined by the Korban Pesach. The Gemara goes back and forth, and at least our Gemara concludes that boker hanemar stam is Boker Rishon. Tosvo says, doesn't seem like every sugya works that way. Ayin Psachim Kaf Chaf Amid Beis. Four, the Bali HaTosvos pose an interesting question. Within the opinion that boker is boker shneini, or anytime it's nachal shnei yamim v'layla achad, why is it that you couldn't have it the night preceding that boker? It should be nachal shnei yamim u'shtei leilos. You could strengthen the question, but mikdash halayla holech achar hayom. So if it's kosher to eat that day, so it should be kosher to eat that night. I think that's where the Rashba is coming from. So I wanted to say, hianosenes. That's true in the mikdash, but I don't know if it's true in kadshim. Because when it comes to kadshim, the fact is that we know that the yom is the ikar zman. We know that because in the mikdash, halayla holecha achar yom. So once you're out in the gevulin, you're sort of, I don't want to say in no man's land, but you're already influenced by the ideal of vayihir or vayivoker. So if you know that the ikar zman is already pasul, dehainu the yom, the boker, maybe when you're out there in the gevulin, we're talking about a karban shlamim, it's kachim kalim, right? You can't have that anywhere. You don't have any paradigm for that, obviously, when it comes to kachim kachim. They're all yom valayla, chata, senasham, and zivchesham, and tzibor, etc. So I was trying to say that maybe that's the whole problem, is that you're back out in the gevulin, and you know the ikar zman is already pasul, so it makes sense to say the Lila is possible as well. Again, Tosos leaves the Petema, so you'd have to do a little bit more research. Then the Mishnah says that with the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, I want to know what would happen. Everybody seems to agree that a Pesach is Gzeres HaKasuv. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael sa'pasach b'mo'ado b'mo'ado afilu b'shabas afilu b'tomo. Fine. But what would you say about a Shlamim that you tried to repurpose as a Pesach? So machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Yeshua, you're chayev or you're pater. So Rabbi Elazar says you're definitely chayev. Rabbi Yeshua says you're pater, and the Gemara brings up the halacha of toa b'dvar mitzvah, davar she'en lo kitzvah. I'll come back to that. The Gemara then goes and talks about shachad v'nimtza treifa b'seiser, nachi ones rachmana patre. We ask questions. Well, what if the mitzias is it's not so unknowable? And the Gemara equates that to shachar v'noda mesu b'aylav, nitmu b'aylav, omashchu yideihem, pater. It's also like ones. Lo haya lo livdo. So I said, it must be that the mathematical probability of those three things cumulatively is so low that we don't even consider it like a leidas hasafik. Whereas balmum, which is really interesting. Balmum, we say, hayyulo livdok. What percentage of animals are bali mumin? I don't know. There, you have to check. So, I just wanted to mention one point here, which is a point that comes up a lot, and it became very big deal. Just around the time that I was, I guess, your age. So, when I was a little kid, it was much easier to eat many different kinds of berries and vegetables. I don't know if this was so good for us in general, but they used to kill all the bugs. They used to use pesticides. Then they found out that I think it basically kills people and the plant.